Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here. I'm sitting in for Oliver today. It's Friday, 26th of September, and I'm with you until 10. USA! USA! Mashed potato! Sorry. Bit of Ryder Cup fever there. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual way. You can text 51551. You can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, or you can send longer thoughts by email to oliver at rte.ie. Oh, we have a cracking show for you this morning. Going to be talking to Australian comedian, writer, musician Tim Minchin. From writing the songs of Matilda the musical to selling out stand-up shows and three-hour concerts, he's going to be telling me about the highs of touring, the pull of home, and why he says he's not a genius, just diligent. Absolutely love him. Can't wait to speak to him. And I really hope you'll enjoy that interview. And I'll be talking to Mark Marr as well, who turned his childhood obsession into a dream job. He makes props and prosthetics for TV and films, from Wednesday to The Hobbit and Alice in Wonderland. That's all on the way too. But yes, golfing fans, WhatsApp groups are aflame at the moment with the Ryder Cup kicking off. For golf fans, this is like an early Christmas as they come down with a serious case of Ryder Cup fever, whilst non-golf fans maybe suffer from a severe dose of meh about the whole thing. But I think this one is going to be more interesting than usual, given the current political climate. And the fact that Trump is flying in to watch the events and to catch up with his good friend, golfer Bryson DeChambeau. Security, as you'd imagine, because of this, is insane. According to Incident Commander Major Stephen Udice of New York State Police, all the three-letter agencies are here. The CIA, the FBI and NSA. And given Trump is due to arrive, I'm guessing KFC. The 45th Ryder Cup starts today at the Bethpage Black Course, which is a public golf course on Long Island in New York. That's, I think, something that a lot of us find a little bit strange, is that golf is a little bit more accessible in the States, even though it's such a, I guess, an exclusive sport. Most of the courses are public, whereas, you know, here and maybe in Europe in general, it's a little bit more exclusive, harder to get into. You got to pay those green fees and it's members only and all that. A little bit more accessible in the States, even the fancy ones, which is strange for us. This is a golf course that actually has a giant placard fixed to a fence behind the first tee with the ominous message, "Warning, the black course is an extremely difficult course which we recommend only for highly skilled golfers." Which is another way of saying no hackers. It's a good thing Europe is sending its most highly skilled golfers to take on the Americans at the competition, which, as I said, will be attended today by US President Donald Trump, who is a big golf fan. But actually, he usually attends sporting events like the Super Bowl or UFC fights. But then again, there could be some grappling, punching and kicking involved in this year's tournament if things get out of hand. Who knows? They could even put an octagon around the 18th green and let the players duke it out. If it's all square on day three, I would definitely watch that. Rory McIlroy will be involved in match three of today's opening session after being named in Luke Donald's foursomes alongside Tommy Fleetwood. So it will be Fleetwood Mac once again together, taking on Colin Morikawa and Harris English representing Team USA. Europe's first pairing today will see John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton, the two rattiest people in golf, coming up against Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas at 12:10 Irish time. Match two will see Europe's Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick try to take down Russell Henley and world number one Scottie Scheffler. I actually went to the Ryder Cup when it was on in Rome in 2023. It was a great experience. I spent 90% of my time in the merch tent. I absolutely love a good bit of merch. And those tents, the tents they have for these things are the size of department stores. So that was my happy place. So I was like, lads, I'll catch up with you. I have 15 hats to buy. Disappointingly, only one head. But I never really think golf is a great spectator sport in person. You know, to to follow the actual golf, especially with the Ryder Cup, is the more it progresses, the less matches there are to see. So it can be hard to get close to the action, if you get me. But you invariably find yourself at some point just sitting on the grass, watching a big screen, thinking, I could be doing this at home and have saved myself $4,000. But I think it is worth seeing live golf sometimes just to witness these guys up close hitting the ball, because you think they're the same as you, but they're absolutely not. It's just not like when we do it, when they hit the ball. Yes, you've all that extreme coordination of just everything working in sync, which is so hard for us mere mortals to do. But you know what? It's the sound that's really different. When a proper professional golfer, like a PGA pro, hits the ball full force in front of you, it sounds less like a golf shot and more like a gunshot, like this. It just sounds different, you know. Probably unhelpful for the security people on the golf course. The president has been shot. No, actually, it's just Rory teeing off on the third. So to follow the actual golf and keep up with the scores, I think nothing beats watching it on telly. But as an experience, I think the Ryder Cup is definitely worth something going to once in your life. I mean, the American fans, I know we slag them off, but they're great. I mean, they can have a bit of rep for being slightly annoying with their USA and roaring mashed potato after every drive. But actually, they bring a lot of energy and fun to these things. And I hope it stays friendly and all Trump and JD's anti-Europe guff doesn't play into things too much. I'm sure it won't, and it'll stay competitive and friendly. Padraig Harrington is in the Daily Telegraph today saying that families of the players must be questioning whether they want to be on the course in view of the fans, because they do tend to get a lot of abuse, particularly in recent years, which is horrible. And he was mentioning that the terrible abuse from fans directed at Shane Lowry's wife last time in Whistling Straits. So hopefully we won't see any of that. But the gentle ribbing from the crowd has already started, with one fan in this clip having a go at Rory as Rory stood there fiddling with the button on the neck of his T-shirt that seemed a little bit tight.
You don't need a button to choke, Rory.
In fairness to Rory, he was laughing it off and he was taking it in his stride. Captains Luke Donald and Keegan Bradley hopefully will set a good tone. Actually, Keegan Bradley, the American captain, has very strong ties to Kenmare Golf Club in County Kerry. Did you know that? Even though his family are originally from Ballycotton and Cork, his aunt Pat was made an honorary member of Kenmare Golf Club, and that seems to have brought them all to the area regularly, including playing in the Three Brothers Golf Tournament down there, which happens every year. Keegan's uncles have played in that tournament several times. I've played it myself. It does what it says on the tin. It's a competition for sets of three brothers. There are four boys in my family, so one lad's nose was very out of joint. But it's gas. You just see all these sets of lads walking around Kenmare that all slightly look like each other. Fun fact. In fact, former Education Minister Noel Dempsey's family played in it 1 year with his brothers, and they entered four teams because there's 12 brothers in the family. You don't get big Catholic families like that anymore. They nearly had their own GAA team as well. So hi to everybody down at Kenmare Golf Club. Always have a wonderful time down there. But spare a thought. We want to move on because I want to talk about the NFL, because you may have noticed all the other Americans that have arrived into town. While part of Europe has descended on the US for the golf, thousands of Americans have touched down here in Dublin for the big NFL game in Croke Park. I wonder, are you going? It's on Sunday between the Pittsburgh Steelers, of course, and the Minnesota Vikings. I was in town yesterday in Dublin City Centre speaking to an expert on everything that happens in the world, a barber, of course. He said the city centre was surprisingly quiet, not too many fans about. But I think since our conversation yesterday, they've been flooding in. In Croker, Hill 16 has been transformed from a standing terrace to a seated one. The football fans will hopefully be enjoying everything Ireland has to offer over the next few days, including apparently our colourful language. In the Irish Times today, they quote one Pittsburgh fan whose most prominent impression is that the Irish love their swear words like a Pittsburgher. Our Uber driver who took us here from the airport was swearing up a storm, he said. Don't worry, if swearing taxi drivers are not your thing, just wait 60 years and you can get a metro from the airport instead. To music now, and it's the day you didn't know you were waiting for. The five-time Grammy winner and reigning queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, has released her 16th album, a studio album today, the first album in 7 years. It's called Here For It All. Here's a clip of the title song.
Here for the glory, the shakes, so it's all
dogs everywhere preparing themselves for the latest Mariah onslaught as she hits those high notes. The English Independent is giving it 4 stars, and they say she has stayed in her glitzy lane, sitting comfortably on top of her sonic throne. Celebmix.com described the album as celebrating every era of her iconic sound. So I guess if you're a Mariah fan, you will like it. 35 years since her self-titled 1990 debut was released, and since then she's lived in her own magical world, often living in retreat, allowing countless unverifiable diva rumours to swirl around her. Here are some of our favourites from over the years. She only bathes in French mineral water. She gave birth to her twins to her song Fantasy, which was apparently timed so they could hear the applause of a standing ovation as they entered the world. She demands people communicate with her through sign language or writing the day before a gig because she cannot under any circumstances speak ahead of performing. She famously doesn't believe in the concept of time, and even though she's 57, she doesn't do birthdays and dismisses questions about her age. Earlier this year, she said that she doesn't count years, but instead has anniversaries because I celebrate life, darling. But perhaps her most memorable quote is this now iconic moment when she claimed she'd never heard of J-Lo.
Und was ist mit J-Lo?
Die kenne ich nicht.
Oops.
For some reason, the only version of this clip we could find was with a German translator speaking over her, so apologies for that. Although fair play to him, he does add good comic effect. Oops. I think it sounds great, and I think Mariah is perfectly reasonable. Lads, my French, this French mineral water, what's this Ballygowan stuff? My bath is getting cold in here, just wanted to let the team know. You just can't get the staff. Time for some other music though now. Take That will be playing the Aviva Stadium on the 4th of July next year. Tickets go on sale at 9:30 this morning, so it would be rude not to play them. 51551 for text. Good morning. A lot of hands in the air in this studio. It's all coming out, you know. Dave on the team here was very keen to get that song played this morning, and I fear he may have given that tune the hairbrush in the mirror treatment over the years. His younger self, t-shirt off, I still got it. I hope you all get tickets for that. Tickets go on sale for Take That play at the Aviva Stadium on the 4th of July next summer. So half nine, they go on sale. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking with Tim Minchin, the Olivier Award-winning composer of Matilda the Musical, stand-up star and storyteller about the return of the musical to Ireland. Micro Goals, his most memorable performance ever, and his new work. It's all on the way. And also we were chatting about golf. Ryder Cup is on at the moment, and Garrett and Kildare says the differences between amateurs and pro golfers. They do this 24/7. We have to pay bills another way. They play in nice weather all the time. No freezing hands for them. They play on perfect courses, no footprints or bunkers without any sand, and they have the best of kit, which they don't even pay for and fit perfectly into them. Need I go on? Garrett, that's just complaints. And you know what? They're playing for their dinner as well. That's even more pressure. And someone else, it is Mary, says, I cannot tell you how excited I am for the Ryder Cup. Fire set, wine in, snacks, kids' activities and collections, pick up, favours called in. What a way to spend the weekend. Go on, Europe. I have a good feeling for the lads. Mary, can I come over to your house? That sounds incredible.